Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. A lot of stuff happening this week. And want to start off by saying that the conservative talk show hosts are now next on the chopping block. Dan Bongino has left Fox. Tucker Carlson was fired on Monday. No details that I've heard on why. Supposedly it's something to do with the large lawsuit that they paid out to Dominion. And this is absolutely the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard. We had a loss for words. And it's only a matter of time before other hosts are subsequently fired with no reason given. Tucker Carlson, Dan Bongino, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, who's next? It's absolutely ridiculous. This is what the left wants. They want to censor the other side, to have no conservative talk show host deplatform them so that they can have complete control over the media. And no other side of the story, so to speak. AOC has spoken out and is completely happy about it. Let's throw a party. Tucker Carlson, who did nothing besides, you know, do his job and give the American people the information that they wanted and deserved to hear. And she's thrown a party. And the left is like, yay, no more Tucker Carlson. The people on The View, the hens on The View are like, hey, Tucker Carlson's been deplatformed. Let's throw a party. Censorship is BS. And the fact that they deplatformed him for no reason, I'm sure they gave him a reason, but we're not getting one. Don Lemon from CNN has been fired as well. And let's play devil's advocate for a second. I don't particularly care for the idiots on CNN. I don't. They have been lying to the American people for the last 5 or 6 years. And they shove it down your throat, and you have to take it. And you have to listen to them, because whatever they say must be gospel. It's CNN. The most trusted name in news, right? Well, I'm pretty sure Don Lemon's, little outburst on this past Friday show was probably the last straw. I'm sure he was on the chopping block for, for how long, and he finally did himself in. Now, I'm not cheering for that. Everybody should have, regardless of how I feel about CNN, everybody should have a platform to speak. Everybody should be able to get the news out no matter what side you're on, whether you choose to watch or not, or listen to them or not, they still should have a platform. The left wants to deplatform every conservative talk show host, every conservative side. They started with Twitter. They started with, you know, the laptop from hell is Russian disinformation, and Donald Trump is a Russian spy, and this and that. Come on. Yes, whether we know the truth. Everything has been disproven. Every single thing they say about Donald Trump has been verifiably false. And they keep shoving it down our throats. Joe Biden has released a video saying that he's running for re-election. And every single thing he said in that video is also verifiably false. Let's get the job done. Let's finish the job. You have 50 years, Joe. You've been suckling off the government teat for 50 years. When you were vice president, you got nothing accomplished. Now that you're president, if somebody gave you a job description of destroy America, you have completely succeeded. What do you want to finish? What is it that you want to do? More can you do to the American people to destroy this country and doom us? Open borders, high gas prices, record high crime. Our enemies are laughing at us. You have made our military weak. Defunded the police. And crime has risen to a level where you can't even walk outside in New York City and go get a slice of pizza without being mugged or punched in the face for no reason. Waiting for a subway, you might get pushed on the tracks. And the leadership in New York City, is an absolute joke. It's an absolute joke. Chicago, there's riots going on in Chicago where they followed a bunch of hooligans, followed a white woman, and beat her up. They just jumped her for no apparent reason other than, oh, it's righteous anger. Righteous anger. What are they so mad about? That's what I'm wondering. To flat out attack a woman that was just walking by, minding her own business, and they completely jump her and beat her up, physical assault. God knows what else. No mention on the news of this. No mention from the mainstream media on that. Walmart is leaving Chicago. They don't want to do business in Chicago anymore. 4 or 5 stores, I think. And the new mayor of Chicago instead of coming out with something halfway intelligent, says, how dare they? How dare they? The corporations are so greedy. Give me a break. Walmart doesn't want to do business in Chicago because Chicago is a cesspool. Among other business reasons they're leaving, Chicago is a cesspool. They're robbed every single day. They're shoplifted from every single day. You don't know what's going to happen on a day-to-day basis. And these people just show up with signs from out of nowhere and weapons and just destroy you know, cars, beat people up, vandalize property. A new mayor did not make a difference. What's he been in office? A few weeks? And it's actually getting worse. And his excuses? Oh, you know, the people don't have access to food. You're robbing a Gucci store. Where is there a loaf of bread in a Gucci store? You're breaking into a phone store and taking things that don't belong to you. Where's the food that they're after exactly? Because I'm a little confused on that. Other ways. I mean, come on. Leadership in Chicago is a joke. It's an absolute cesspool. I don't know the exact statistic, but there's been probably 300 or 400 murders in the last 4 months. Gun assault. The toughest gun laws in the United States are in Chicago, and they're the ones with the most gun crime. Explain that one. This country is in big trouble. Joe Biden's running for re-election. Of the American people, 75% are saying that 75% of the voters are saying that Joe should not run, that this country is in trouble. He has not done such a great job. From day one, he has not done anything to help the American people. He's done more to hurt us than he has to help. And the left are lifting him up and cheerleading, carrying the water. He's such a good man. He's such a wonderful person. He's a liar. He's a criminal. He's a cheater. How much more damage will this man do to the country? I think it's going to happen. I don't think he's going to get reelected, to be honest. I think that the left is going to prop him up until they don't anymore. He can't even get a full sentence out without stuttering over himself. He can't stay awake during interviews. He's going to just throw out statistics that don't make any sense. And there's people who know better. And there's people that listen to him and, you know, carry the water simply because they hate Trump. As long as Trump's not in office, We'll just say, oh, hail Joe Biden, the king. When is it? Where does it end? This is my question. Where does it end? Matt Walsh's phone gets hacked. And they're standing up and cheering. They think it's a big joke. Tucker Carlson gets fired. Dan Bongino leaves Fox News. Who is next? When it comes right down to it, they came after the American people on Facebook, on Twitter, not allowing us to speak our minds. God forbid we have an opinion. We're not allowed to even speak up and say how we feel about how it's working out for the last 2.5 years. Or how it's not working out for the last 2.5 years, I should say. The American people are suffering. And the only way that we're going to be able to rectify this situation, we, the American people, must stand up and fight, make our voices heard at the polls, and vote. Because unless you, if you stay home and don't do anything, you're voting for the opposition. You really want 4 more years? You really want 4 more years of this? Or do you want to see a change? Because Joe Biden hasn't done anything. By the time it comes for re-election, he'll be 82 years old. And you know what? He's cognitively declined. Age has nothing to do with it. Because there are plenty of 80-year-old men out there that are CEOs of companies, and they're still sharp. Joe Biden's not that bright, and I don't think he was ever that bright. Dude can't even ride a bike without falling down. He can't walk up the stairs without falling down. He can't finish a sentence. He can't read the teleprompter. He can't spell. He tries to spell something out. He's like, oh, there's 100 billionaires in the United States, and they pay 8% tax, E-I-G-H, 8. You're an idiot, Joe. You forgot. How much longer do you think the American people want to hear your nonsense and want to hear the nonsense from the left? All you people are worried about is climate change and the war in Ukraine. Let's send billions of more dollars that we don't have over to Ukraine. For what reason? Honestly, for what reason? You practically gave Putin permission to attack Ukraine, and he did. You know why? Because he thinks that that United States are a bunch of sissies. It's only a matter of time before China invades Taiwan, and it's only a matter of time before Putin decides that he's had enough of Ukraine and move into Poland and other places. We're on the cusp of World War III. And something must be done about it. Joe Biden has committed several impeachable offenses. And no one on the left is saying anything. Let's keep them in there. Let's let them do more damage to the country. They were talking about impeaching Donald Trump the minute he was in office. The minute he got elected, election night 2016, they were talking impeachment. They attempted to impeach him twice, and they fell on their asses. January 6th insurrection, Russian spy, the PP tape, all of that has been disproven, and they're still saying it's true. They hate this man so much because he exposed them. He got more done in 4 years as a non-politician, as a civilian, as a private citizen, than any president in my lifetime, even with his own people against him. And isn't it funny how a pandemic has the perfect timing in an election year to just rear its ugly head 7 months before, causing everybody to stay in and vote by mail. Isn't it funny how that worked out? Democrats had 4 years, and the best they can come up with was Joe Biden. The great white hope to save the country. You've done nothing. Done nothing but destroy this country from the inside out. And you continue to do more damage, and you have the nerve to run for re-election, saying, let's finish the job. Let's get the job done. Absolutely sickening. It's absolutely sickening, and something must be done. Get out and vote. Make your voices heard. Let's come together and help this change happen. Because if we don't, it's just going to get worse.